The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. My name is Alex Dunn and I've been joined on the line by Andy Holding to look ahead to the best of the action from Fairy House on Wednesday. A decent card kicking off at 12:55 and fingers crossed we can grab a few winners for you here. How are you doing, Andy?
Good, man. Yeah, really good.
As I mentioned, it's a decent card today. It's not the strongest, and towards the end of the card, it does tail off a little bit, but there's some pretty interesting runners in the first couple of races.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the second and third race, respectively. I think we'll see some decent novice hurdlers for the rest of the season. My nap runs in the second race, so hopefully they'll fly the flag for me this afternoon. But yeah, it does tail off a little bit towards the end. Those three handicaps midway through the card. Don't inspire too much confidence, so hopefully I'll get the job done early on.
Okay then. We kick things off, as I mentioned, at 12:55. That is a novice hurdle over 2 miles and 4 furlongs. Just the four runners got to post, but each of them is pretty interesting.
Yeah, you could fancy all four, really, to be honest. Alex on certain lines of form. Elitchi Inouye is favourite off the back of a win back in Kilbeggan several months ago. Hasn't run since, probably been waiting for the ground to turn. He did it, you know, perfectly respectably that day. Didn't beat a lot. I mean, Dancing Roe second wouldn't be the best guide to this form. And he's obviously up in trip, but he's an interesting contender. Something Wonderful, he got the job done really well at Punchestown last time. Beating Park Ranger, who's a perennial maiden. I think the ground will probably play more into the strengths of Desi Hughes' charge today. So I was in Platinum, probably the weakest one of the front three in the market. I think all his best forms on a decent surface so far, so he's got questions to ask. I actually think Arlight Supreme's not a bad little stick either. He finally got his head in front last time out, courtesy of the tongue tie for the first time. That was obviously, that contraption's seen to good effect today. So, an interesting little race. When these kind of races become tactical, I usually go with Ruby Walsh. I think he'll be off in front on this Elitchi Inouye, and hopefully his tactical brain and genius in this competitive little four-runner race might be the key.
Okay then, so the Mullins charge the pick there. Ruby Walsh on board in the 12:55. The 1:25 is the second race on the card. It is a maiden hurdle over 2 miles. The market has it pretty much between two or three of them here, Andy. Drumley, Mr. 51 and Giant of a Man. Is your pick one of those three?
Yeah, it is, yeah. It's Mr. 51. Gelded by Jeremy, called same sire as our Connor, won the Triumph Hurdle last year. And a lot of those Jeremys tend to excel in the winter game. And hopefully Mr. 51 will go in the same direction. Certainly every indication of that being the case, judged on his debut performance down at Garen in a bumper at the early part of last month, when in the hands of Kate Harrington, daughter of course, Jessica, the duo started very takingly in the latter stages to beat on. I saw Sir Henry de Bromhead, who was really well touted on the day called Shanahan's Turn. And the way this horse powered on in the latter stages suggests he's certainly going to benefit from that run and make into a useful animal. The runner-up has run well since in a Down Royal maiden hurdle the other day. And also the fourth horse, also I tipped, called Princess Leia, won by 18 lengths, no less, in a cork bumper. So this form's looking really hot. And providing Mr. 51 can jump, of course, that's the $64,000 question. I think he's got enough ability to lower the colours of Drumley, who shaped well on debut before finding the company too hot in the champion bumper at the Cheltenham Festival, of course, finishing last of the 23. It looks between the two. They're certainly the most eagerly awaited prospects on this afternoon's card. And for me, number 51 is the best of them, and he gets the nap vote.
Okay, then. The next race that we'll look at is the 1:55. That is a maiden hurdle over 2 miles. Only really one place to start here, Andy, and that's with the well-backed Kick On Boss.
Yeah, I think this will win as well. Really nice horse, 7-year-old, hasn't got many miles on the clock, just the two runs under rules, winner at Garen Park, winner 20-1 poke. They sent off a decent 8-1 chance in a 7-runner race last time we saw it at Nace. Dictated matters from the front. Looked as though he was going to win going down to the furlong pole. Looked as though he got all angles covered. And then Outlander, who'd won his previous two starts, just nutted him late on. Outlander, of course, went on to run with a great deal of credit. Went 6 in the Grade 1 Punchestown Champion bumper behind the Liquidator. Form, obviously, not to be messed with. And given that William McCrew's had such a fantastic season on the flat with horses like Fierce Solana, for instance, there's a good chance that Kick On Boss will be primed for his maiden hurdle debut here today. Ground shouldn't be an issue. Obviously, Barry Geraghty, huge jockey positive. And round about 8-11, I expect this horse to win pretty comfortably in that 155.
OK, then. The 225 is race number 4 on the Ferry House card. 8 is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles. And this looks pretty open, Andy.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Not a great strong view here, but I'm going to offer it one each way here at a price. He's yet to win a race in 18 starts, so he's probably worth backing each way or maybe place only on the pro market. Also, Philip Rothwell, seven-year-old called Tienan's Trooper, who ran quite well down in Wexford the other day. Somewhat sad that I thought he's actually going to break his hoodoo and win for once, but once he hit the front, he kind of like wandered around a little bit, and he loud sized an Australian Mojito Royale, two useful horses by this race's standard anyway, to come back and nut him late on. But he did travel well through that race, and sooner rather than later, he's going to get his head in front when everything goes right. If it does today, then certainly I'd see him being involved in the finish at the very least. 8-1. I reckon he's a fair each way bet, no more in that 225.
OK, then, the 3 o'clock is the next race that we'll look at. That's a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. Quite a few runners in this, Andy, but not the strongest.
No, lots of these have been well back this morning. A little bit of a gamble developing on a horse called Bank Bonus from the very shrewd operation of Owen Griffin, of course, the on in good form. Deckhead Player won for them down in Down Raw the other day. Keep an eye on that one. Also a bit of money for some kind of superstar who has now got soft ground to run on. First two runs back this season have been on good ground. I think that John Clifford's 9-year-old will run much better today. But both of those have got laps of reason to beat here. And given that Andrew Lynch's charge's best form always comes here at Ferry House, his form figures read 5-1-2-1, then I don't think I'm going to oppose this horse in a rush. Arguably, he could do with slightly better ground than he's running on today. He has run on heavy ground before, but his two wins have come on good ground. And he showed a good turn of foot to floor Mrs. McVeal at the meeting here back in October. Of course, Mrs. McVeal has won a couple of handicaps subsequently to endorse that form. Off a mark of 93, I still think he's fairly well handicapped, judged on what he beat that day and the fact that he runs at Ferry House again. He's enough for me to tip him each way at 5-1.
OK, then. The 335 is a handicap chase over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. Another race, Andy, that wouldn't be the strongest, but this looks really tricky.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Nightmare race. I mean, the favourite here, she's had loads of chances, Co-Dancer. She's certainly the form pick, and she's got the best speed figures in this race. I thought that run down in Clonmel the other day can be upgraded, because I think that Ballydusk is one worth following, Mouse Morris's charge. The first time that horse had the blinkers on, he absolutely destroyed a very competitive field by making all the running. And Co-Dancer, not for the first time, was caught the eye by finishing very strongly through a beaten horse to finish fourth. I certainly think Co-Dancer's entitled to a huge amount of respect here, and that should give you a good run for money if you are going to back her each way. She's 9-2, William, this morning. Another horse I think will go well here is Hidden Present, 11-year-old who pops up every now and again. He's a bit one-paced, but 2.5 miles around this track, he's proved he's worth that on many occasions, so I think that'll go well. And one at a big price, horse called Dog Barrel Hill, horse who absolutely loves the mud, ran over hurdles on fast ground last time out, that wouldn't have played into his strengths. But he's certainly worth looking at horse right down the foot of the weight. A real nightmare of a race this. I haven't got a strong view. I'd probably stick with Co-Dancer, but not with a great deal of confidence, because say the winter run ratio is non-existent at the moment.
Okay, then. And the final race on the Ferry House card on Wednesday is a beginner's chase over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. That comes up at 4:05. Certainly not the worst race on the card this, Andy. We've got a few potentially pretty nice chases, and Grand Gesture heads the market.
Yeah, he looks a nice prospect, doesn't he, Grand Gesture? Certainly Hendren de Brom has also in good form, of course, size in Rio, similar type to this one, pretty impressively the other day down in Cork. And you can usually expect Hendren de Brom's horses, when they're meeting fences for the first time in public, to be able to jump very well. He certainly, his form's okay. He ran well in the maiden hurdle last time at Gowran Park, and he's a worthy favourite on balance. But I'd probably just about go with Ballyburke here, who's got more experience than the aforementioned favourite. He's run over fences 10 times. His best run came last time out when run up to Brough at Galway, and that form looks pretty good. He stays well, he jumps well, he likes the ground, and I think he's sure to go well. Los Amigos is the one worth a mention as well. Jim Draper, proper national hunt type this, Los Amigos. Fourth last time out when we saw him in a really good race at the Punchestown Festival, which has thrown up multiple winners subsequently. He's always looked as though he's going to jump a fence, Los Amigos. So he won't put you on backing him each way at 9-2. But I'll stick with Ballyburke. I think his form over fences is, certainly deserves for him to get his head in front on this occasion.
Okay. Great stuff, Andy. Good luck with those selections. Enjoy the action, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow ahead of, I believe it's Thurles.
It is Thurles tomorrow, yes.
Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow, Andy.
Cheers, bud. Thanks, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.